Because of a government loophole, big farms are getting taxpayer dollars they haven't necessarily earned. And as Abby Wendell of Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media reports, closing that loophole is not easy.
The federal government pays farmers billions of dollars a year in farm subsidies. The payments are meant to stabilize the food system by supporting farmers during tough times. The idea is to keep food plentiful and relatively cheap. The Farm Service Agency regulates these payments, and in order to qualify for a check, you have to meet the FSA's definition of a farmer. Levi Grohl fits the definition. On a sunny Saturday afternoon, he's in his barn sporting Carhartts and work boots caked in mud.
There's multiple branches to farming. You have to be a mechanic, weatherman, and then work in the dirt, planting something.
Grohl farms full-time in western Illinois, growing row crops, raising hogs, and solving problems.
Yeah, come on!
We'll start.
For farmers like Grohl, the FSA's guidelines are clear. Own land or equipment or invest in the farm? Check. Do 1,000 hours of labor a year? Double check. But not all farmers are so obvious. Some look more like businessmen, and they're eligible for subsidies, too. The FSA calls this group farm managers. What's farm management?
Well, that's the big rub.
Craig Cox is with the Environmental Working Group, a watchdog group that tracks farm subsidies. He says the FSA's current guidelines for management are too loose. Some managers spend just a few hours a year working on farm business.
This loophole has made a real estate agent in Chicago that makes a couple of phone calls a year eligible for farm payments.
It's called the actively engaged loophole, and it's been gaping for nearly 30 years. The FSA currently limits payments to $250,000 a year for a farmer and his spouse. Most farms never come close to hitting that ceiling, but some large farms do. And that's where the loophole problem comes in. Bumping up against the limit, add people to the payroll, and the limit rises.
Some farm operations organize themselves so that there's sometimes 10 or 20 people that are considered providing active personal management and therefore eligible for farm subsidies.
The Government Accountability Office tracks government spending of taxpayer dollars. The GAO investigated the loophole. It concluded that the FSA's loose guidelines make it easy for big farms to collect big payments while doing little farming. For example, one GAO report cites a family farm in the Midwest that received $400,000 in subsidies in a single year. Among the 11 recipients were a 16-year-old who was allegedly helping run the business and an 88-year-old whose permanent address was in South Florida.
We're proposing a rule that tightens up that loophole and really makes it much clearer around who can receive a farm payment and who cannot. And we feel like it's a strong rule.
Val Dolcini heads the Farm Service Agency. He says his agency is proposing new rules to close the loophole. He says farms would be limited to a maximum of 3 managers. Managers would have to do at least 500 hours of work a year, and they have to document it. If the FSA adopts these rules, Dolcini says they could save taxpayers $50 million over the next 3 years. But that's just a tiny fraction of total subsidy payments.
I'm disappointed. This really does not accomplish what I want to accomplish.
Chuck Grassley is the senior senator from Iowa. He authored the amendment that instructed the FSA to close the loophole. But he says the results don't go as far as he'd like. The issue? Congress exempted family farms from the rules. And family farms make up about 97% of all farms in the country.
So do you think that now it's kind of like the family farmer loophole?
The answer is yes. They gutted it. So it probably is going to apply to 1 or 2% of the farmers.
How much money are taxpayers losing to this new loophole? The FSA doesn't have an estimate. Senator Grassley says if he's still in office when the next farm bill comes up for reauthorization, he'll try again to close the loophole. For Here and Now, I'm Abby Wendell.